Backseat Box Office Voicemail Show for episode number 43, including the results for the weekend of July 15th through the 17th, 2011. Hey, this is Tony, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office's Results Show. If this is the first episode you've ever listened to on this feed, I highly recommend you check out something else. We've got four shows. This happens to be part two of a regular show. The regular show is Backseat Box Office, where we take a look at the upcoming weekend's box office, then try to predict what the weekend will pan out for the weekend as far as the box office. This just happens to be the results show, where people have called in, have emailed, have posted comments on the website, voicemail, emailed some MP3 files, what have you. And this is the scoring, the back half of all that. So you're welcome to listen, but you might not really understand everything that's going on. If you're not listening to some of our other shows, we have Backseat Producers, where we talk about movies. We have Backseat Reality, we talk about reality television, and Backseat Quickies, where we also talk about movies, but it's in a much more quick, condensed format. So you can kind of get a bite-sized portion of probably something new, maybe something a little older, but definitely something interesting either way. And then there's, of course, Backseat Box Office, which is what you're listening to now. Enough of my babbling, rambling talk. Let's go ahead and get into what we're here to talk about. This weekend, no one should have been surprised what was number one at the box office. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 came out this past weekend and just kind of nuked a couple of different records on its way through the weekend. Had the biggest single day in history, somewhere in the range of around $100 million. I think it was like $95, $96 million on its opening day. Through the weekend, it made $169.2 million, beating The Dark Knight from about 3 years ago, beating that handily, just taking that apart. And it is now the number one three-day weekend of all time. Number two was Transformers Dark of the Moon. Number three was Horrible Bosses. Four was Zookeeper. Five was Cars 2. And we're going to go ahead and go down to six, because many of us also included Winnie the Pooh, which did happen to come in sixth place this weekend. Now, at the beginning of the weekend, it actually was in fifth. It was only about $300,000 apart from Cars 2 on Sunday's estimates for the weekend, but that lead expanded to about $550,000 difference when the actuals came in. So a lot more definitive as the weekend went on. And with those positions locked, that go ahead and tells us how a couple of our contenders picked. Andrew and Sergio both picked Harry Potter as number one, Transformers Dark of the Moon at number two, Horrible Bosses at number three, Zookeeper at number four, and Cars 2 at number five. Those were perfect picks. They both got a 25. Congratulations, gentlemen. The next set of picks is for the 24s, and we've got three voicemails that are representative of those picks. Actually, it's two, but with the rule, I think it's the Cars rule, if not something going a little farther back. We declared that if you had not picked Harry Potter at number one this weekend, that we were going to automatically give you Harry Potter at number one and adjust everything down. I think Art may have done this on purpose.
Hey, Tony, this is Art calling in my picks. Gonna go with Transformers at number one, Horrible Bosses at number two, Zookeeper at number three, Winnie the Pooh at number four, And Cars is number 5. I mean, this whole Harry Potter thing, it's overrated, right? It's not like I went and saw all the movies in the theater. It's not like I read all the books. It's not like I bought all the DVDs so that I could rewatch them all before the end of this thing all comes to an end, right? So there's no way that's going to be number 1. I mean, I couldn't possibly make almost $200 million in one weekend. So let's see how that all works out. All right, thanks. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Tim calling with my picks this week. Number 1, I got Harry Potter. Number 2, I got Transformers. Number 3, I got Horrible Bosses. Number 4, I've got The Zookeeper. And number 5, I'm going to pick Winnie the Pooh. I love the passion that Jonathan has for Winnie the Pooh. I'm wondering if there's ever an Elmo movie, if I can count on him to bring that same level of passion to the podcast. I'm hoping so. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, Backseat Box Office. This is Pat and Mesa calling in with my picks for this week. I've been pretty busy, so I haven't had a whole lot of time to think about them, but I've got them here for you. Number 1, Harry Potter. Number 2, Transformers. 3, Horrible Bosses. 4, The Zookeeper. And I'm going to go with Winnie the Pooh at number 5. So those are my picks, and good luck to everybody this week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
All right, thank you to Art, Tim, and Tad for those voicemail. Yeah, Art, I see what you did there. Well played, sir. Though apparently not well played enough, because your picks only got you a 24, not a 25, even with the auto adjust that we tossed in there for anybody. So the selections were Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 in first place, Transformers Dark of the Moon in second, Horrible Bosses in third, Zookeeper in fourth, and Winnie the Pooh in fifth. Unfortunately, Winnie the Pooh actually came in sixth, so these three gentlemen all got a 24 for the week, along with Tom, Uriah, Kirk, and Jeff, who also made the exact same picks. We have only one more voicemail for the week, and that was for the next grouping of picks. And let's go ahead and listen in on what William Paul has to say.
Hey, this is William Paul, calling in picks for this week. Let's see. Number 1, we'll put Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. No real surprise there. I mean, come on. Come on. Number 2 is Transformers 3. Number 3, I'll say Horrible Bosses. Number 4, Winnie the Pooh. I'd like that to be higher. Just, you know, my own personal preference. But, you know, I mean, Pooh's the man. Or bear. Whatever. Moving on. Number 5, Zookeeper. So I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thanks, William. And again, the picks that he is representing this week, which were the same picks as BD, Cougaron, Father Beast, Crazy Jeff, myself, and Scott, Foul Sorceress, were all Harry Potter in number 1. Transformers at 2, Horrible Bosses in 3rd, Winnie the Pooh at 4th, and Zookeeper in 5th. As we all know by now, Winnie the Pooh was actually in 6th, so we lost 2 points there, and Zookeeper was in 4th, and so we lost a point for picking that in 5th. We got a 22. The 7 of us all got 22 on the week there. Next up, both Jonathan and Rich made the picks of Harry Potter at number 1, Transformers at number 2, Winnie the Pooh in number 3, Horrible Bosses in 4th, and Zookeeper in 5th. That got them a score of 20 on the week. Finally, we had Mentally, who picked Harry Potter at number 1, Winnie the Pooh at number 2, Transformers at number 3, Horrible Bosses at number 4, and Zookeeper at number 5. Most of us were pretty much set on exactly how the order was going to go. The only thing is, nobody really quite knew where to put Winnie the Pooh. Well, I should say somebody knew. Actually, 2 people, Andrew and Sergio, got it right. But the rest of us, we were all kind of up in the air about where Winnie the Pooh should have gone. The order across the board was the same. The only exception was where to put Winnie the Pooh. Everybody had Harry Potter, Transformers, Horrible Bosses, and Zookeeper in that order with a different placement of Winnie the Pooh. Actually, mentally ended up getting an 18 for the week. All in all, great scores across the board. We all did well. It was just that damned bear. We couldn't figure it out. Between Andrew's cold, hard logic and Jonathan's passion, I think so many of us just didn't know what to do with that bear after Friday's Backseat Box Office show. We all kind of were in a quandary there. So all in all, I think we did well. I think we might have some interesting picks next week with the introduction of Captain America and Friends with Benefits. The big question, and it's already starting to be debated on the comment section of the website, will Captain America be able to topple the juggernaut that is Harry Potter? It's a great question. And even if you look at Box Office Mojo's Derby results, at the time of this recording on Monday night, there's only $5 million difference between the two in the Derby results. It's already that close. It could be the first toss-up we've had for the number one slot in a while. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Moving on, we have only left the reading of the leaderboard. This time, you know what? I'm actually taking a suggestion from one of the listeners, and I kind of debated, is the leaderboard tedious? Are people interested in hearing the full rundown? Apparently, I've gotten the feedback that, hey, you know what? It might be a little bit tedious. Reading through all 23 positions on the leaderboard might be a little bit overkill. So for now, I am going to pull that back and only do the top 10, but include the position of all of the hosts. And if anybody has a considerable jump in position, I'll go ahead and make mention of that too, because it's worth mentioning, especially the upward jumps. If somebody falls terribly because of a particularly bad pick, we're not going to rub it in, unless they're still within the top 10. But this week we do have a big move by Sergio, and it's worth mentioning. His 25 this week caused his score to go up to a 21.08. He went from 17th place this week to 12th. He even surpassed Andrew, who's now in 13th. Andrew actually went up from 14th to 13th. And with his 25, Andrew and Rich are tied, both with 21, both in 13th place. It'll be interesting to see how both of these gentlemen react to finding out that they are tied, considering their little bit of animosity, their back and forth that they've had over the past couple of weeks. I look forward to listening to what Andrew has to say on Wednesday night when we record. You guys can listen in Wednesday night. You're welcome to show up and see if we're on the live feed. You can listen in live as Andrew gets to gloat a little bit about tying with Rich. Who knows? Maybe Rich will have something to say about it. We can include it in a voicemail, or we can hear what he has to say next week when all of this shakes out. I have fallen from 10th to 11th place. My score of a 22 brought me up ever so slightly to 21.1. Father Beast surpassed me this week. His 22 brought him up to a 21.12. So just nudged me out, but congratulations for cracking the top 10, Father Beast. Jonathan maintains his 9th place spot. His 20 this week brought his score down slightly to 21.24. It's worth noting that there is less than a quarter point difference between the three hosts at this point. So really, we've got a good almost month and a half left. It's very likely that we could see another shakeup in the lineup of the hosts at this point. Not in that the hosts will change, but the position on the leaderboard might shift slightly. Jeff's 24, along with Tim's 24, they were tied last week, both in 7th place. They both got a 24. The difference is Tim has had fewer picks, so this nudges his score just above Jeff's. Tim has a 22.14. Jeff has a 22.12. Tim is now in 7th. Alone, where they were previously tied, Jeff is in 8th. Art's 24 this week gets him to a 22.47. He is still in 6th place. Hillock Joe does not change position. He did not participate. He still has a score of 23. Tad's 24 brought him up to a 23.2. He is still in fourth. BD's 22 brought his score down to a 23.22. Tad and BD are very close. We could see a shift there if those results come back the same next week as they did this. Kirk maintains the second place spot. His score of a 24 brought him up to a 23.67. And Tom, still in first place, his 24 brought his score up to a 23.89. So those first five, six spots keep staying unchanged. But we did see a couple of weaknesses there. We had a couple of 22s this week. So those folks who are in the 7th, 8th, 9th spots, it still can happen. You can still bust up there, bust on through and get up there if you maintain, get some 25s and just stay strong. You might be able to break that stranglehold that Tom, Kirk, BD, Ted, and Joe have on the top five spots. Thank you to everyone for listening. Look forward to hearing if Riven Sidriel and Hillick Joe are going to give us some picks. Maybe Sam and Deuce could also give us some picks. We did not hear from any of them this week. Would like to continue to hear from those folks. I'm calling you all out by name on the show. There, that was me doing that. We also had Shay, who hasn't participated in a little while, who has recently dropped off the leaderboard. Shay, if you're still listening, we haven't had a pick from you in a little while. Get it on in there, and we'll get you right back up on the leaderboard in the position you were in before, which could cause a bunch of people to shift back down because we just shifted them all up a week or so ago. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Another short show. I think that's one of the benefits of cutting down on the leaderboard. All the other content we've been putting out on the Backseat Producers feed, this gives you a chance to check out one of the other shows. Plus, you never can tell when Jonathan is going to really get passionate about something, and we're going to, you know, add an extra 20 minutes to the show because he just is in such love of a bear that he has to, you know, fight people for his beliefs and his strength of conviction of Winnie the Pooh. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next time.